The axe flew true and smashed into the back of Horn's head. The force of it slammed him forward to trip over Gideon, who was trying to rise. Horn plunged through the open door and measured his length on the puddled stone outside. Breathing heavily, Teo followed, retrieving his pistol from where the Tigran had flung it aside, then helped Gideon to his feet.
"My fault," Gideon said, wincing. "Not in full armor. Should have been."
His grip on Teo's shoulder tightened as he looked at the fallen Horn and pointed.
"How is that possible?"
In the mud and the rain, Nathaniel Horn was stirring. Teo shivered, felt the hairs prickle on his arms, then growled and stepped out into the downpour, leaving Gideon propped against the doorframe with the revolver in his hand. Horn was reaching up one hand behind his neck, fumbling for the axe haft. Teo gritted his teeth, bent down, and tore the axe free, and paused a second, staring. Horn made no sound. There was no blood on the blade, and, in the gaping head wound, something silver squirmed. A kind of terror crawled in the pit of Teo's stomach, giving him a new energy. He nimbly stepped to one side, turned, and brought the axe down on the bared neck. Horn's body spasmed, and it took another two blows to completely sever the head. Gasping, he kicked it off to the side, a sodden thing swathed in matted hair.
"Was he telling the truth?" Teo said, glancing at Gideon.
"Will Becker be here too?"
Gideon was treating his own wounds with a field kit, and there was a flush to his features and an alacrity in his movements that Teo guessed had a chemical origin. Battlefield stimulants, he thought. Well, even we had those kineshi leaves to chew.
"Becker is here," Gideon said. "I saw him rappel in with a squad of Brolts on the other side of the crater. He has to be working with Kuras, which raises the question, where is the Hegemony ambassador and all of those flyers and gunships the Brolts supposedly had at their northern base?"
As if in reply, they heard a rumble of explosions in the distance like far-off thunder.
"Giant shoulder,"
Teo said. Gideon nodded.
"It doesn't change our overall objective. Just makes it that much more complicated."
"My God," Teo said, slapping a hand against his forehead.
"Rory, I have to find him. Make sure he's okay." "What would he do, Teo?" Gideon said. "If he was cut off by this chaos, would he try to find a safe place to hide, or go get the bomb, then head towards
the second?"
Teo said, with a grim shake of the head.
"Yeah, he would try to complete his mission."
Gideon bent and picked up Horn's beam pistol from the ground, wiped away beads of rain, and checked the charge indicator. Then he handed back Teo's revolver and gave a cold smile.
"Right, Teo. You should climb up to the base and go after him. Keep him safe. I, on the other hand, will gather together my men and go hunt down that piece of filth Becker. Wish I could go with you. Best of Darien luck, eh?" "You too, my friend. Good hunting, and see you on the other side."
Teo raised his eyebrows.
"And which side is that?"
"The side where we fought and won and sit back drinking beer in front of a roaring fire and tell huge lies about our bravery."
"Ah, yes," Teo said. "I'll be there all right. Just be sure to keep me a seat."